With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. The Journal says American car buyers face sticker shock because of new tariffs the Trump administration may enact. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, our top headline. President Trump declared a national emergency Friday in a bid to raise funds for his planned wall along the southern U.S. border. The move would allot billions of dollars in additional wall funding diverted from other programs and bypasses Congress, which earmarked around $1.4 billion in border security. That money was included in a spending bill Congress passed, averting a second government shutdown. President Trump announced the emergency declaration in a White House Rose Garden news conference, referencing previous emergency declarations.
I'm going to be signing a national emergency, and it's been signed many times before. It's been signed by other presidents. From 1977 or so, it gave the presidents the power. There's rarely been a problem. They sign it. Nobody cares. I guess they weren't very exciting. But nobody cares. They sign it for far less important things in some cases, in many cases. We're talking about an invasion of our country. We have an invasion of drugs, invasion of gangs, invasion of people, and it's unacceptable.
The White House's plan is designed to pull together up to $8 billion in funding for border barriers.
So we have a chance of getting close to $8 billion. Whether it's $8 billion or $2 billion or $1.5 billion, it's going to build a lot of wall. We're getting it done.
President Trump acknowledged that the emergency declaration, which skirts around Congress, faces legal challenges and that he expected to be sued. Later, he sent a letter to the House and Senate saying he had declared a national emergency, and he also signed the spending bill averting the shutdown. On another immigration-related issue, the Supreme Court said it would move quickly to decide whether the Trump administration can ask U.S. residents on the 2020 census whether they are citizens. The court's announcement comes a month after a federal judge in Manhattan ruled Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross committed egregious legal violations when he moved to add the citizenship question to the census. The justices will review that decision. The markets got a boost Friday from hopes the U.S. and China will sign a trade agreement and head off further tariffs. President Trump said the U.S. is close to a deal with China, while negotiators said they agreed to further talks next week in Washington after talking this week in Beijing. During the recent negotiations, officials on both sides have been seeking to narrow the still substantial gap between the concessions China is willing to offer and what the Trump administration will accept. Still ahead, we'll talk with the Wall Street Journal's Will Malden about whether the Commerce Department might recommend new auto tariffs. If you're looking to buy a new car sometime soon, you could be in for sticker shock. President Trump has been considering new tariffs of 20% on imported vehicles and car parts. The Commerce Department is wrapping up its investigation into whether imported cars and parts pose a national security threat under part of the U.S. trade law, and Commerce faces a Sunday deadline to submit its findings to the president. With more on this, we're joined by Wall Street Journal reporter Will Malden, who's in Washington. Will, the Commerce Department report could recommend these 20% tariffs on cars and parts. Is there any clue as to whether the report will, in fact, do this?
We really don't know, Charlie. It's a big mystery right now. What we do know, we've heard from administration officials, is that the report will be submitted on time. That is, it will pass from the Commerce Department officially to the White House with some recommendations in it Sunday this weekend. But we don't know exactly what those recommendations will be. In the past, President Trump has threatened 20% tariffs on cars from Europe. And we're expecting something dramatic like that to be one of the possible recommendations in the report. That doesn't necessarily mean President Trump will act on it at all or that he will use those recommendations. And the report is not expected to be published at this point either.
Which countries at this point would be affected by the new tariffs?
Well, usually all we have is the pattern in the past from the steel tariffs. If you remember the steel tariffs last year, when they came out, they hit the world pretty broadly. There were a few countries that got automatic exemptions, and some of those exemptions were continued for a couple of months. But then the steel tariffs hit them. For example, Canada, Mexico, and the European Union had received some exemptions, but were later hit by the tariffs. So we'd expect a situation where, President Trump is eager to negotiate trade agreements and win concessions from the European Union, from Japan, and that those countries could receive exemptions, but he's hoping to use the threat of tariffs to bring these countries to the negotiating table to win trade agreements. Probably South Korea won't be hit because the U.S. already revised its trade agreement with South Korea during the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Mexico and Canada have a kind of a deal in the new version of NAFTA that such tariffs won't hit them if they're producing cars and parts at current levels.
What about if I want to buy a Honda or a BMW? What about Japan and Germany?
Well, you should look where that Honda or BMW is made. Of course, some are made in the United States, so it wouldn't be subject to any of these tariffs. But, you know, Germany is part of the European Union. We don't know exactly what the report will say or what tariffs, if any, the Trump administration will do. But Mr. Trump is using this as leverage. So, you know, at least you should be at least concerned about possible tariffs. If you were a BMW dealer or if you were a Honda Acura dealer, you should be worried about potential tariffs on cars in the future, at least the possibility.
But couldn't prices also rise on U.S.-built cars, whether because of retaliatory tariffs or tariffs on steel and aluminum?
That's exactly right. We already are probably facing higher car prices, or at least the automakers have higher costs because of the steel and aluminum tariffs. That's also affecting the parts and suppliers industry. But as far as American-made cars, they're gonna be more expensive, partly because of steel and aluminum tariffs and those costs, partly because, you know, it's possible that U.S. car prices would have more flexibility to raise prices if there are tariffs on imports. And then finally, there's you know, the effect of imported parts. If Detroit is using 40-50% foreign parts in its cars these days, and those parts are hit by tariffs, then that would raise the price of the final assembled car.
As we mentioned, the Trump administration is using national security law to promote and enact these car-related tariffs. Why exactly is the White House doing this? Is Trump unhappy about the tariffs that the EU is enacting that come our way?
That's right. You know, there are different tariff levels around the world agreed to through the World Trade Organization and related agreements. Europe charges 10% tariffs on cars from the U.S., where the U.S. only charges 2.5% tariffs on cars from Germany or other European Union countries. Now, of course, for other tariff categories, it could be the reverse, such as trucks. But that sedan, that small car tariff, annoys the Trump administration. They want to level the playing field, they say, and they want to use this threat of tariffs to reduce tariffs in other areas. So no one knows if they'll actually follow through with these car tariffs. There's a lot of opposition to it, as you might have heard.
Yes. I was just going to ask you, is there any segment of the U.S. auto industry that supports these tariffs? After all, it affects the auto industry supply chains.
We haven't found any significant sector that is for tariffs. The United Auto Workers Union did express some tepid support in a hearing for possible tariffs in certain areas, very limited, very calculated, but they didn't want anything across the board either because of the potential for retaliation or other issues. So you've got a lot of people against it. It doesn't have, you know, sort of a big group of cheerleaders like the steel tariffs. At least the domestic steel industry really wanted those. And so it's possible that you could see some major pushback from Congress, major lobbying from the industry. You know, there are already lawsuits challenging Section 232, which is the trade law that uses national security to impose such tariffs. So I wouldn't necessarily give up your car dealership if you were selling BMWs or Acuras.
So basically, there's really no idea when this report is going to be made public, but the Commerce Department recommendations could include fairly stiff tariffs.
We don't know when the report will be made public. It will have to be made public at some point if they do impose tariffs. But we do expect that probably there's some stiff tariffs on the imports of cars. Some countries could receive exemptions, of course. That could be a recommendation in the report. We also expect that there could be interesting recommendations on auto parts. For example, there could be tariffs recommended on parts for cars of the future, for autonomous, for electric vehicles, for other things where the U.S. wants to retain an advantage. So we don't know exactly what's going to be in the report or when it's going to be made public, but those are some of the things that the industry is talking about.
Wall Street Journal Washington reporter Will Malden. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.